Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has created, a day that we've never seen before. It's a day that we need to rejoice and praise Him in spite of what we are going through, in spite of what we're facing. We still need to praise the Lord, for God is good, and that His mercy endures forever. I truly thank God for being on the Rosa Sharon Ministry. You know, I thank God for all other ministries who are really going down to preach the Word of God, to let us know that Jesus will come back. He is soon to come. But we need to be in a place to be ready for His presence. The question I'm asking you, are you ready for the Lord's presence? Are you ready for Him to come and to have fellowship with you? Are you ready to go with Him? Oh, I thank God for Jesus, because He is coming back for His righteous, for His holy church. But the thing is, we need to get ourselves together. We need to come to the place and really check and examine ourselves. We need to do a lot of repentance. And I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are. In this generation that we are looking at, praise God, people are turning the deaf ear. People now don't have no interest in God. But God is preparing a beautiful table, a table that He wants His people. He wants you to fiesta with Him. He wants you to have what He wants you to have, praise God. But God is good, and I truly thank God for the righteous of Him. Good morning to the people of God. I thank God that some of you are getting ready for the coming season, praise God, and mostly Christmas. Praise God. People are out shopping, shopping for their children, shopping for their loved ones, shopping for someone who unfortunately can't able to buy Christmas things for their children. Thank God for the organizations that God placed in people's spirit, praise God, to help those who are fortunate, cannot afford. There are some who lost their home, lost their job, praise God, even lost their faith in God. But I love God so much, praise God, that God still loves us, in spite if we don't give Him 100% of our time for Him, He still loves us. Why? Because He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus willing to die for us and gave His body, soul, and spirit that we can receive the blessing of the Lord, that we can receive the inheritance of God. But I truly thank God for the book of Luke, and I thank God for His word today. And God was teaching the disciples, thank God, and one was the parable of the great banquet that Jesus was talking about, praise God. A great banquet that the Lord is preparing for the righteous. A great banquet of a spread table, a table of plenty, a table of goodness. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. A great banquet that the Lord wants us to have in the days to come. And the word of God said, when one of those at the table, and I thank God for Jesus, and I'm going to read the 12th verse of 14th chapter of Luke. And I want you to write these scriptures down and write them. That's one thing about it. When you go to the house of God and you hear the leader give people scriptures, you need to write them down and go back and read them for yourself, so you will understand what God is telling you at this moment.
Praise God. Like I said, there are people, praise God, who lost their job. Thank you, Father. Had lost their home, even their transportation. But one thing about it, God is a merciful God. God is good. And Luke, the 14th chapter, I thank God at the 12th verse. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Oh, I thank God. When one of those at the table with him, when one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God. Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invite many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who have been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Another said, I had just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't come. The servant came back and reported to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go out quickly, excuse me, into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you order has been done, but there is still room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. Jesus was giving us a parable of what actually happened. See, the other people, praise God, they had it all. They had it all together. But the Lord said, praise God, back the poor, the ones who are in need. I know they can't repay me, but God going to bless you for what you are doing for them. And that's one thing about love about God. When we go out and do charity work, we give our best. You know, we got organizations, they do that. They do charity work. They go in with our organization. They go to places where they know that they can help somebody in the neighborhood, in the community. Praise God. And I thank God for soup kitchens. Praise God. And places where they give people clothes and whatever. But most of all, they always give them the word of God. They give our Bibles to let them know that Jesus loves you and want you to receive the blessing of God. The Lord spread the table. Praise God. And the other ones were giving excuses of what they want to do. Oh, I will do it, but see, I got this came up, and then another. And that's how it is today. You got some people who want to give God excuses. Instead of God saying, come and feast with me. Have a seat with me. come and enjoy the plenty that I put on the table. But no, we come with excuses instead of doing what God commands us to do. To get those who are unfortunately, who can't afford, praise God. But I thank God for Jesus Christ, for the true organization who go their way out. Thank God for the house of God when they got people who willing to do giving out bread, praise God, lunch bags, but most of all, give the word of God and pray with them. Thank God for organizations go out in the streets and highways and hedges to help the homeless, praise God, so they will get chance to hear the word of God, because those are God's children as well, praise God. But God wants us to be faithful to him and to recognize the unfortunate ones. And on this season, this holiday season, is a day of giving that we need to give back to the community, to the neighborhood, even give it back, praise God, to show God how much we love him, that we're willing to go out to help the unfortunate one, mankind, who can't help themselves, but they need a helping hand. So let's thank God for Jesus Christ and all that he is to us today. And that's why Jesus gave us this parable, praise God. It's a cost, it's a price, praise God. And Jesus gave it all. He gave himself. He gave his body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God for everything that he is to us today. That's why Jesus gave us parable, that we can learn from it, that we can act on it and pursue it. Praise God, the way Christ wants us to be. If we are the followers of Christ and we are his disciples, we need to do what we can to help those who are fortunate can help themselves. So I truly thank God for his love, for his mercy, and for his grace. Everything that God says, everything, we cannot show no bitterness, no hate, whatever. But we need to show our kindness to those who need our mercy. And God wants us, praise God, to be like that. Do you want God to show his mercy to you? Well, God wants you to be merciful to his ones who are fortunate, can't able to take care of themselves. So I thank God for the parable of the great banquet that Jesus was teaching us. To go out in the highways and the hedges and invite them to come and sit at the table. Invite them to come to the house of God, regardless how they look. Invite them to come to hear the word of God. You never know that it could be you, praise God, that you want somebody to be merciful to you. You want somebody to take the time, the opportunity to share the word of God to you. So that's the best gift you can ever have is have Jesus in your life. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's do what God commands us to do. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. So may God bless you and you have a great holiday. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.